Blog Talk Radio.
It's The Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on The Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.
Welcome to the Diva Mack Show. I'm your host, Diva Mack. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Mack Show, we're talking about what drives a married woman to cheat. I'm your ride home from work, Diva Mack, comedian, playwright, and actress and director. Today we're talking about what drives a married woman to cheat. I've talked to so many different women, over the past week or so that's dealing with a cheating husband, and they just feel like they've been driven to the point of no return or wanting to fill that void. And what happens when a woman does cheat and the man, after he's cheated, feel like, you know, she shouldn't go there, Rob. Why would you do that if you love me? They have no understanding to when a woman cheats versus when a man cheats. Now, this show will talk about situations to drive a committed wife to cheat on her husband and how she feels after the act is done. A lot of times women, when they are driven to cheat, married women, a lot of times it's not something that they initially want to do. Initially, they want to be married. They want to be loved. They want to be committed to one man, and that's why they get into a marriage. They solely believe that this is their soulmate. This is the person that they're going to grow old with. This is the person they're going to live out their life with. To have something to come abrupt and happen into their marriage, to throw them for a loop, a lot of times they find themselves in arms of another man, trying to fill that void, that, you know, trying to get past the pain that spouse has went through. Now, every woman cheats for different reasons, so such as men, but you find that men cheat on the same. Most women have affairs for very different reasons. Then men. Now, some women have a part where there's no spark and the sex goes wrong, seeking company and a little romance. They become a member of different groups and stuff like that. They find themselves being attracted to someone that's in that particular group, just trying to fill that void. Now, there are many reasons for infidelity, such as revenge, boredom, the thrill of sexual novelty, sexual addiction. But experts say that a large majority of the time, motivations differ by gender, with men searching for more sex or attention and women looking for to feel an emotional void. Women tell, when I talk to women all the time, they say that they were lonely, not connected. They didn't feel close to their partner any longer, and they was taken for granted. Marriage and family therapy, and even after seeking therapy from therapy or counseling, it still didn't work because a lot of the men in the marriage was not going for themselves. They was going for their wife, and they wasn't getting what they needed. What happens is that the women then go out and start seeking for someone else to fill their void. They say they wanted to have someone who would look into their eyes and make them feel sexy again. And a lot of women in marriage are lacking that because, again, they feel like their husbands are taking them for granted. Searching for an emotional connection. A lot of married women are looking for that emotional connection that has been lost in their marriage. Every affair is different. And so every woman's reasons for her involvement. Okay? So just understanding when we're talking about why married women are driven to cheat and what happens when they exercise this in their life, and how things just come crashing down when they say they're going because it happened to them and they're getting back and it's revenge and it wasn't there. And then they find themselves in this love triangle that they can't get out. And a lot of times it is very fatal, but you have to be careful with this. But why do women cheat? Because a lot of times when they feel like they're taken for granted in a marriage, in a relationship, they will start to seek out elsewhere. They feel like they're not being treated a certain kind of women tend to have an emotional connection with their lover and are more likely to have an affair because of loneliness. Understand me, and if your wife, if you're not giving your wife or your woman 100% of you, then she's going to be getting that other percent somewhere else. So if you're only giving her 60%, and we, you know, as a man, like we know as a woman, if we're not giving our spouse 100%, you know, we know we give them 60, 70, 50, or whatever, that they're going to get that other 40, 20, 30% somewhere else. So we owe it not just to ourselves, but to our spouse to give completely and wholly ourselves and try to be more understanding to that person, because that's when affairs come about. Women tend to be more unhappy with the relationships that they are in, while men can be a lot happier in their primary relationship and also cheat. So men, they could be in a happy relationship and everything's going right. She can be the perfect wife. And that's what really hurts a woman and hurts the wife, is that she's giving everything and she's loving him unconditionally. And she's doing all she can and she's being faithful. And she's doing everything that she took a vow for. And to find out that her husband is cheating and she's not understanding how this man can still say out of his mouth that he loves her, but yet he cheats. And that's because a lot of men, even while they are a lot are happier in their primary relationship, they still can cheat because they don't have that so-called emotional connection. Women are more interested in supplementing their marriage or jumping ship than a man. Or for men, it's a secondary strategy as opposed to an alternate. You'll find that a lot of men will stay in the marriage and just cheat. They'll stay in their marriage instead of getting out the marriage, versus a woman, she will go ahead and get out of the marriage versus try to stay in the marriage and cheat. What it is that my saying has always been this: if I can't be good to you, I'm not going to be bad for you. So as women in a marriage, because we the way that we're built, the way that we're designed, we're not designed to be with this one and that one. And you hear all the time when they say, "Oh, he's just being the man, and the man going to be a man." And what does it make it right? No, it doesn't. But a lot of men, they eat that up. They eat it up. They digest it. They live it. And does it make it right? It doesn't make it right. So that's why a lot of men, they stay in the marriage and they cheat, and they can be happy with you and they can be in love with you, but when the tables are turned and we as women were in it, it's totally different. And now it was found that 34% of women who had affairs were happy or very happy in their marriage. Now, 5.6% of men who had affairs were happy in their marriage as well. And so, you know, we just sit here and make sure you're tuning in. We're talking about why do married women cheat. Why do women cheat? You always hear about why men cheat, but why do women cheat? Now, most women have affairs for very different reasons, again, than men. It's in its women's genes, you all. Is it in a woman's genes to cheat? Is it the theory that adultery is natural for men, fulfilling their feeling that need or whatever need to spread their seed, and has been around a long time? But the connection women look for when having affairs may have evolutionary roots as well. Now, the theory of Christian says it's that form from the earlier days when women paired with a primary mate to have children. But as women went out to gather food, they slept with other men, creating an insurance policy to have someone who would help rear children and provide resources should their mate die. Now, women who slept around collect more meat, protection, and resources for their lover. Now, she might even have an extra child to create more genetic variety in her lineage. Now, if some children die, others will live on. Now, that theory is controversial and can't be proven or disproven years later, but experts say that women's motivations to have affairs are typically more than sexual. Now, that's not to say that some women don't have affairs just for the sex or that sex wasn't important, but in general, women's motivations aren't just about sex. So a lot of time, women's motivation, again, it's not just about sex. They're looking for that connection. They're looking for someone that they can laugh with. They're looking for someone who is lacking in their relationship. Now, I don't think that women are doing it because they want to have more sex, but I don't think they mind if they get it in. Again, I don't think they mind if they get it in. A lot of times, they're not out there looking for someone to fulfill it. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some women that are lacking a sexual relationship with their mate, and they're being treated badly, so they're seeking that one thing that they're missing. But if you're good to that woman and you're great to that woman, she's going to continue to be there. If you have a problem with intimacy or whatever, she's still going to be there to support you because how you treat her, how you're good to her. So it all plays a role in why a woman would cheat, why a married woman would cheat. It is not really about sex per se as much as the experience of being with someone or being with somebody, jumping ship as a woman. Listen to this. It was a woman named Diana talked to. She left her marriage emotionally long before she had an affair. A lot of women will leave their marriage. They're there in the marriage physically, but they have already emotionally left. You know, you'll start seeing yourself, you know, not being as affectionate to your mate, not doing the things that you normally would do. You'll do the basic things, but you'll cut back on that because you already disconnected yourself emotionally. And a lot of women would do that before jumping ship. Now, she said she was living with a lot of disillusionment of disappointing sexless marriage. And there are a lot of women that are in that, believe it or not. You feel the loss of your dreams and hopes and how you thought things would turn out. Now, she says she's very lonely. She could never understand the concept of being lonely in a marriage until it happened. Now, I mean, listen, I've been married before. I've been there, done that, understand how that was, being lonely in a marriage, and how horrible that feels, and how you know, you just, it's a whole different world, a whole different mindset, a whole different concept. So then at that point in time, you're looking for someone to fulfill that loneliness, that emptiness that you have, even though you're there with your mate, you're feeling lonely, and that's worse than being alone, than being lonely in the marriage when you have someone there. Diane began to flirt with other men to get attention, but she never considered having an affair. After a business trip with a friend turned romantic, she began a long-term affair, a path she admits she was likely anyway, as her marriage dissolved. So, and she was enjoying this because she was getting all this from this person that she wasn't getting from her husband. Using another partner to transition out of a bad marriage is one of the common reasons women have affairs. If they're trying to get out of a marriage, they'll start a new relationship with someone else. It makes it easier for them to transition in, out of that marriage because they're not consumed with such heartache and betrayal. So they'll start an affair before they actually left the marriage, before they actually jumped ship. They've already started something new. So they're excited about, you know, being excited with the transition that's going on in their life. We're talking about today on Diva Mack Show. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about why do married women cheat? You hear all the time why men cheat. And they could, you know, constantly cheat even if they're being caught and confronted about it, how they continue to cheat. Then we do have a caller that wants to chime in on the conversation. Caller, you're on with Diva Mack.
We discovered who they really are as players.
Hello.
It's an awesome challenge.
Caller, you're on with Diva Mack. Hello. I guess that caller didn't want to talk. They must have pressed one by mistake. Anyway, if you're just tuning in to the Diva Mack Show, we're talking about why, what drives a married woman to cheat, what drives it. And I would say, being, you know, you find that if you're in a marriage that you're feeling disrespectful and constantly being disrespected, things are not changing, then you would find that woman will start to look for that somewhere else. We're going to take a little music break, and we'll be right back here on the Diva Mack Show as we can continue to talk about what drives a married woman to cheat here on Diva Mack Show. I'm your ride home for Diva Mack. All right.
It's the Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on the Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.
Somebody said every day was gonna be sunny skies. Only Marvin Gaye and lingerie. I guess somebody lied. God, it's just stepping into fighting. Then don't touch me, please. And if I stop the madness, just come lay me.
live on the Diva Max Show. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about why or what drives a married woman to cheat here on the Diva Max Show as we continue the show. But let's talk a little bit about what's in entertainment news. We also like to stay up on our celebrity news. Those of y'all that love to be entertained by the celebrities. Now, a B.O.B. fan got his ass whooped during a concert, and the security team continued beating the man long after he was subdued and cuffed. Again, we're talking about here, this is entertainment news. It went down Sunday at KSFM's 102.5 live concert in Sacramento. A fan aggressively charged the stage and seemed to just slip out on a festival security. The team swarmed the guy and unloaded punch after punch. Eventually, they took the guy behind a barrier where they thought they were shielded from the crowd. One of the guards decided to throw two extra punches to his face for a good measure. The fan was out of line in the first place, but there's no justification for the security guard smacking the guy even more. Now, Sacramento PD says it's aware of the video, but unless the victim files a complaint, there'll be no investigation at this time. Now, Bobby Brown, I don't know if you all heard in the news that his wife that he's currently married to is pregnant. Well, Bobby Brown had a baby shower, takes the edge off of Bobby Christina's battle. Now, Bobby Brown shook off his legal battle with Whitney Houston's family and spent some time celebrating his expanding family at a co-ed baby shower for his wife. Bobby and Alicia Brown had about 60 people at their Woodland Hills home over the weekend for some traditional baby shower games, including their clothespin thing. Whatever you do, don't say baby at the baby shower, seriously. Anyway, we're told it was a welcome change of pace for Bobby following his fight to the name Bobby Christina's Legal Guardian. As was first reported from TSZ, the judge eventually named him co-guardian with Pat Houston. At the shower, Alicia probably showed off her belly, which got a tattoo makeover during the party. As for the sex of the baby, we're told that the couple wants to be surprised. Alicia's due sometime this summer. What I have to say about that, nobody has been at least late 40s, about 47 or something like that. I'm thinking to myself, dude, sit down somewhere still making babies and take care of the ones that you already have. That's just my take on that. I don't know if you all are into Nicki Minaj and Tyga. I'm not a big rap fan, but however, for those of you that listen that are, Nicki Minaj killed two birds with the one ridiculously expensive stone, a $17,000 couture jersey with the words Pervert 17 on it, which looks like a direct shot of her label mate Tyga. Tyga is dating one of Kylie Jenner, who is 17 years old. This is supposed to be directed at Tyga. The Lacey convention top also came in handy for Nicki's wardrobe in the Feeling Myself music video with Beyonce, but considering her bad blood with Tyga, a lot of people think it's also not so subtle commentary about his 17-year-old girlfriend, Kylie Jenner. Now, Tyga and Nicki have had beef since last year when he said he was pissed he had to work with Nicki and Drake just because they're all signed to Young Money. As for the Givenchy top, it retails at $1,725. We said there's a stupid amount of money to spend just for a little revenge, but fact is, there's just a stupid amount of money to spend on clothing, period. Okay, if you all are tuning in to the Diva Max Show at this time, that's our entertainment news for today. Back to our topic at hand, we're talking about what drives a married woman to cheat. Now, this show will talk about situations that drives a committed wife to cheat on her husband and how she feels after the act is done. Now, many women, married women that actually cheat or go out there, it's not because they actually want to, you know, to cheat. A lot of times about revenge or fulfilling something that they feel like they're missing in their marriage. And the women that I've talked to, which drove me to do this show, that they all have been cheated on, that they all have been disrespected, they all have been, you know, just done wrong, you know, it just seemed like lately everyone is coming to me for advice about their marriage and, you know, and looking for an answer. Can I give them an answer? I can do is give them my opinion. I can give them words of inspiration to inspire them, to motivate them to carry on with their lives because they still have their life to live. A lot of these women, they feel like they want to give up because they gave their all and committed everything to their marriage. And so now they're going, what should I do? You know, it's going to be a hoe. And I'm saying, don't allow someone to turn you into a hoe that you don't want to be because you're going to regret it. One woman I spoke to, she said that, you know, after finding out her husband was cheating and even had a baby outside the marriage, she started messing around with a close friend of his, and she ended up having a baby as well outside the marriage, and he didn't want to take her back because of her infidelity, but he is the one that started it. Two wrongs will make a right. You hear it all the time. But she said that's the only reason why she cheated. She wanted to teach him a lesson, even though her heart was still there with him, but she could not understand. She wasn't thinking clearly. She felt disrespected. She was hurt, so she decided to go outside the marriage. Another woman said that she wasn't getting what she wanted from her husband. You know, he treated her like she was a slave, so she ended up talking to someone on the job and started dating this person, made her feel alive again, made her feel, you know, she felt complete. And, you know, they just was giving her, you know, all this, like I explained to them, when you're not with that person 24/7, you're not enduring their whole day in life or what they go through, it's always going to seem fun, you know, when you're not, when they're not taking on the task at hand that you would do in a, that you would have to take on in a marriage. So, of course, it's going to be all fun and games to get out. And a lot of times that's all they want. They definitely want to still have their marriage, but because of everything that's going on, they don't know how to deal with it, so they seek it somewhere else. Or they cheat so that they can begin to do what you call a transition out of the marriage, so it's an easy transition for them to start a relationship with someone else that's understanding to what they're in. Now, they are on a sinking ship and use it as a life raft. This is about talking about jumping ship. They're on a sinking ship and use it as a life raft because they don't want to jump ship into the cold water. So they'll find someone to secure that jump. This woman I talked to, she also sees some women have affairs during a period of vulnerability or life change, like when a child goes off to college or after a job loss. They may see it as a form of comfort during upheaval. Now, another common reason is a cry for help in their marriage. One of the Riley's patients had an affair. It ended up, and they told her husband as a way to point out that they were in more trouble than he thought. Now, she says that her clinical experience has shown that affairs are almost always caused by problems in the marriage. Therapy may be helpful to avoid going down that path. And people have affairs because they are looking for something. Although she's seen I've talked to a number of people, or couples grappling infidelity. More people come to me and ask me questions before it happens because they want to save their marriage or they want to know what should I do. And I'm talking about women. A lot of times they come and say, "Hey, this is going on." And before they actually go out there and actually cheat and initiate another relationship, they're trying to salvage their marriage, and when they feel like it's not salvageable after they've spoken with their spouse and there's still nothing coming from it, and they're finding themselves hurting all the time, or their spouse is not showing any compassion to what they're feeling, then they tend to go out and have the affair. Affairs with intention. Women are also less likely than men to have an affair that just happens because they tend to think longer and harder about the situation. Women are also less likely than men to have an affair that just happens because they tend to think longer, again, and harder about the situation. Remember that. Some women take time to warm up to it. You know, a lot of times they'll talk about it, and they talk to their girlfriends, and, well, girl, you need to do it. You know, you've been faithful to this man all this time, and he's still this and that. So they think about it, and they're like, I don't want to cheat. I don't want to end my marriage. But it's a long, thought-out process before they actually do it. Now, going in, leaving quickly isn't their thing. Men can walk away more easily because their emotions are just different, and it's unusual for a woman to want to have sex and forget about it. Now, it may be an old notion that women are the ones who get attached in a relationship, but I hear about it all the time, see that women do connect with their partners in affairs and think more about taking part in one. Women really can recognize the risk of them. Now, that's why we don't just jump in, or women just don't jump in, men just don't jump in, because that can happen. It's a possibility of losing their partner because of an affair. So it's a long thought out process before a woman cheats because of the risk of losing their partner. So they think about that before they cheat, even after the affair has happened and their husband has cheated or their spouse has cheated with someone else. They still think about it. Can I salvage this? Is it worth it? How am I going to feel after I do this? And the women that I've spoken with that have cheated, you know, the married women that I've spoken to who have cheated, they don't feel any better after they have actually went out and been with someone else. You know, they feel bad about it. They want to end it. And what happens is a lot of times they end up getting involved with someone that doesn't want to end it. So a lot of times they don't feel good about it. Some women, they do feel good about it because they feel like they found someone that understands them, that they can talk to, that's respecting them, that's not taking them for granted. And so, but most of the time, 90% of the time, most women do not feel good at all about the affair, and so they don't want to continue with it. If you just can't tune in to D-Mac Show, we're talking about what drives a married woman to cheat here on D-Mac Show. I'm your ride home from work, you all. Make sure you all tune in tomorrow, Monday through Friday. We're here at 5 p.m. here on the Diva Mac Show. And as we continue right now talking about what does a married woman to cheat, and one woman just wrote in to me now, and she says that she married her husband very young. He was 15 years older than her. She thought he was everything she wanted in a man. She didn't believe in dating anyone that was younger than her age, because they were immature, and she wanted to be with someone that was more mature. But then later on, she found that he cheated her like a child. And as she got older, into her 30s, and her husband as well, into his late 40s, she wants someone that's more up to her speed or at her speed, and that's going to treat her like an adult. And so she found herself having an affair because she felt disrespected. She felt like, you know, like a slave to this man, like she treated her like she was his child instead of like she was his wife. And so that's what drove her to cheat. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about what drives a married woman to cheat here today on the Diva Max Show. All right, we're going to get ready to wrap up the show today. And if you have any questions, remember, you can always message me on Facebook or hit me here at Blog Talk Radio Show and more. I'm Diva Max, you're right home from work. You all take care. Remember, you owe it to yourself first to be healthy, happy, and successful. I'm your host, Diva Max, you're right home from work.
It's the Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on the Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.
What you came for? Don't you wish you came more? Girl, what you playing for? Come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you miss that. What's wrong? Let me fix that. Twist that.